Hey folks, welcome to another edition of Brush Pile Fishing, the video podcast. Coming to you from Dale Hollow. Of course, we're at the media camp. We've done a few of these podcasts already. Great friend of mine. We go back many, many, many years. Tim Huffman, great outdoor writer, super friend of mine. And we're going to talk about some things in his career. So you stay tuned. We'll be back with Brush Pile Fishing, the podcast. All right, folks, welcome back to beautiful Dale Hollow. I'm with my good friend, Tim Huffman. Tim, how are we doing?
I'm doing great, Russ. Good to be here.
I'll tell you what, last time I seen you, I think it was a couple months ago at the Grizzly Show. And we've tried to get you down here at this camp for a while, but I know COVID hit and this hit. Yeah. You've had a surgery, but back on your feet and doing well.
Doing good, yeah.
Tim, we go back. Man, it was the days when I had Midwest crappie. I know you showed up at Kentucky Lake, did some stuff when I did a show with Richard Williams and seen you at some media camps. How did you get started writing?
Oh, it's funny. My background's engineering in college, and I repaired medical equipment a lot for my main job, and started part-time by accident. I would go on fishing trips and hunting trips with my two best friends, and if anyone remembers the Harry and Charlie articles in Bass Magazine, you know, it was just the misadventures.
Right.
Well, I started writing stories about our trips, you know, with my friends. Didn't have to exaggerate much. We were terrible. You know, I mean, we didn't know anything about fishing or hunting and started out. So they kept saying, you know, send these into the magazine. They're good. So to just make them be quiet, not say anymore, I sent them to four magazines, and one actually wrote back, and so, well, they called me, and they said, listen, your humor stinks, but you're a crappie fisherman. We can tell in here that you are, and I said, would you be interested in writing and letting us see? So I wrote a few, and they liked them, published them, and wanted me to do more, and it just kind of went from there. It was total accident.
I'm going to tell you, folks, and as you can see, I'm old school. Everything for the new age now is digital, but I remember back in the day, and I still love having a magazine in my hand or whatever, but Crappie Magazine and Crappie World Magazine, Tim, you were a regular in those, and not just because you're here, but man, those were some of my best articles.
Thank you.
And folks, again, showing a little age here, but when the crappie tournament scene, back in the crappie-thon days, that was the one that kicked off the national trails. And from there, things started blowing up and some of the clubs got bigger and this and that. Tim, it was nothing fancy, but you started something on black and white paper. It was called Crappie 2000. Tell the folks about that, because I still have mine.
Okay. There were magazines about crappie, but they didn't like to do a lot of tournament stuff. And I wanted something for the basic fishermen and for the tournament guys, and I started a newsletter, and I believe it was in 97, and I didn't have a better name, so I called it Crappie 2000, and it was quite the, you know what, I started it before then, because I had it 4 years, and then Daryl Van Vector came to me and said, hey, we like your magazine. Crappie USA would like for you to do their magazine. So we kind of combined the two.
Okay.
And started doing that. But I still get people asking me about my newsletter back then. Black and white, did it all myself. You know, it was.
People loved it. People loved it.
It was a labor of love, and it was. I got to put things in there that I normally wouldn't. You know, I would put in funny little jokes to go along, just to break things up. And, you know, I'm Christian, and I'd put a few things in about that. So it just gave me the opportunity to reach out to people. So.
Well, and from the magazine articles and your publications like that, you expanded and have written several books. The first book that I've read on crappie fishing was your book with Ronnie Capps and Steve Coleman. And that was, I've probably read it a total of 5-6 times, because I just, every once in a while, we'll pick it up and read it again. What pushed you over to say, hey, I'm coming out with some books?
Well, social media wasn't around. And so we learn from reading magazines, talking to other fishermen, and you know, books is a big thing mm-hmm. back then, and I wanted something out there to teach. You know, my crappie writing, it's always been simple. I don't use big fancy words. You know, I'm not an expert necessarily, but I get with people who are experts, and I try to pass it along information that will help people catch fish. That's what it's all about. That's all I've ever done on my writing. But I'm not the best photographer or the writer, but I work as hard or harder than any other.
And your heart's in it, and people can see that.
I guess I'm the only national crappie writer who's specialized in that and stuck with the crappie fisherman.
Many years. How many years has it been, you think?
34 years.
Yeah. That's a while, folks.
Yeah.
And you're still going, and you are still, in my opinion, one of the absolute best.
Thank you very much. And like I say, I just try to help people catch fish. And you know, I have a ball. I get to go with experts who know how to fish. And, you know, that's like your show. You
yep.
like to put them in as experts. And you
yep.
you host it, but they're the experts. And I'm the same way. You know, you asked me earlier about highlights of my career. And Crappie World Magazine, it was so widely known. That was big for me to get in there with a column and an article every issue. The other was the book on Ronnie and Steve. They were national champs. They were the slow trollers or spider riggers
mm-hmm.
They were the grandfathers of making it a precision technique. You know, it'd been around some, but they sat side by side.
They made it.
They moved all the poles from all around the boats into focus in one area. So if you were on a brush pile, it wasn't four poles in the brush pile, it was eight poles, you know. And at the time, a lot of times they were using 16 poles, you know, I mean, where they fished. But I guess that was probably my most gratifying thing that I've accomplished, because I've had so many people come up and say, hey, this was my guidebook and how I learned to fish and spider. Most people call it spider rigging. And it makes me feel good that I've had people at tournaments. I had one guy come in at our camp this time, and we'd never spoke about it, but he said, you know, hey, that was my guidebook to learn how to spider rig. So, that's been one of the highlights. My books, you know, I'm working on my 10th book, but that's been nice. And I don't guess this has necessarily been out for public yet, but I'm so honored. I'm being inducted into the Legends of the Outdoors Hall of Fame this year.
Let me be one of the first to congratulate.
Thank you very much.
That's well earned. Well earned.
That's quite an honor. So, you know, I've got to do what I enjoy, and I stayed with it just because I like the people involved. I like being, you know, I just enjoy what I do. I don't have to do it. So.
Well, before we switch gears into the electronic age or whatever you want to call it, I want to show you folks something. This is the latest and greatest. This is your newest book.
That's my newest book.
And this is my copy that he will be signing before he leaves our media camp. Can you tell the folks a little bit about what's in that?
Okay. This one has various chapters on different topics. I'm going to have to look. We've got live scoping visual timber, double minnow rigging, pulling jigs. We've got pulling crankbaits, just, you know, casting, a lot of different ones. In this book, I would get with pro staff. For example, one of the B&M pro staffers, and we would do the article. And in the back, I've got a page of the equipment, a picture showing what equipment they use and just a little bit about it. So it's kind of that's why it's also a product guy,
mm-hmm.
crappie annual product guy. So, you know, a little bit twist on what we've been doing, but you get a wide variety of techniques.
Sure. So he's told you he's written several books. This is the latest, but Tim has also evolved into the electronic age or computer age. Tell the folks about Crappie Now.
Okay. Yeah, I kind of stumbled into the social media and electronic age. TJ Stallings, of TTI Blakemore.
I miss him.
Dan Dannemuehler and myself started Crappie Now magazine. I went into it screaming and fighting and clawing, trying not to, but they said, this is the future. I said, you know, I want paper stuff. And they said, no, we need to get it started. So I was the editor. TJ helped publicize it and do the talking, and Dan had all of the folks to put it together and get it in electronic format. So we started that approximately 12, 13 years ago.
And it's still going.
I was editor for 8 years of that. And now I fell back a little bit and went to senior writer because editor was too much work. I'm getting too old. I just needed a break, and we've got a good editor now, Richard Sims. But the magazine has done great. It's a free monthly magazine, crappienow.com, and our advertisers take care of all the money aspect of it, and readers get to read it free, you know, and I'll be covering stuff on this camp. I believe it's the September issue. We're going to have a Dale Hollow feature with Kent Driscoll and Russ here. So y'all need to take a look at that.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, it's like I said, I don't get to see you as much as I used to, but it's always great running into you. Tim, before we cut it, let me ask you this. Give me one funny story, and I know I'm putting you on the spot here, something that's funny that you always remember, or just any memory from when you've been doing this over the years.
And
before he goes on, folks, one of, not the best, but and it wasn't me in it, but one of the best photos for the cover shot. Tell the folks about that.
Okay, let me tell about that. I don't know if I can come up with a funny one off the top of my head, but we were fishing in Pennsylvania.
Pima tuning.
And Russ said, I know a place where we can catch bluegill and crappie. So, okay, let's get down there. Well, I put on the waders, hop in the water.
He was in the water.
Yeah, standing in water. And Russ gets ready, and I said, okay, let's do it, you know. So he finally sets a hook on a crappie. And I guess that crappie thought it was a bass. It come out of the water flipping and throwing water everywhere. I was in the right place at the right time. The picture just showed the water splashes.
It was
where Russ in the background reared back.
Lily pads.
It was. And it made the cover of Crappie Now.
Yeah.
And so anyway, that was one that was a good moment. That was one that was fun to talk about later, and it turned out to be a good shot for the readers to see.
Yep.
But let's go to break and let me think about this.
Okay.
Funny.
Okay, folks, we're going to take a break, and this is going to be a good chance for you to learn about our Brush Pile app for our phone. Let me get that out of there. But seriously, the Brush Pile app is completely free, whether you have an Android or Apple phone. So take a listen. The new Brush Pile Fishing Show companion app will change the way you watch the show, but more importantly, it will change the way you educate yourself on crappie fishing. This is so much more than just an app. It will be your go-to source for weather, brush pile fishing shows, crappie fishing tips, and your own handheld logbook. There will also be contact information for guides from past episodes, special offers from our sponsors, and tips that range from simple to advanced. Download the new Brush Pile Fishing Companion app. It's free for Android and Apple users. It's everything a crappie angler needs. Make sure you check that out. There you have it, folks, the Brush Pile app, free for your Apple or Android phone. Check it out, a lot of great features. So I'm back with my good buddy, Tim Huffman. Tim, I put you on the spot. I need a story, something funny, something memorable.
Okay.
Do you have anything?
Truman Lake, the crappie, I'm not sure if it was Crappie USA or we were back in the crappie-thon years. It's a long
That's
time
going
ago.
Back.
There was a father-son team, the Sissons. Fishing team, they were always in the running for, you know, one of the top spots in the tournament. Well, just so happened the sun fell in the water, and of course it was cold. It was pretty miserable, but sun was shining bright. So he took his pants off, laid them over the motor so they'd dry, and put on a pair of rain pants. Fished along, said. They kept looking at their watch, said, you know, it's time we had to weigh in. You know, we're going to cut it short. So, okay. Turned around, pants weren't on the motor anymore. Car keys, wallet, everything.
Oh, no way.
So here they were. They had a truck and trailer sitting at the ramp. Pants in the water. They had to call a locksmith. Didn't make the way.
So it was
more traumatic than anything. But from the outsider looking in, you can just picture that. You know, we've all had those days.
And you know what? And when it happens to you, it's not funny at the time, but I'm sure they look back now, and it's a memory.
I'm sure they do.
So, folks, I hope you enjoyed it. Tim, my gosh, it's always good talking to you, man.
It's good being here with you, and I've enjoyed doing this.
I'll tell you what, it's been my pleasure. I've been honored. The best crappie writer that I've ever known, Mr. Tim Huffman. Thanks for joining us, buddy.
Hey, y'all have a good time. God bless you.
Folks, I hope you enjoyed it. Stay tuned. We'll be back again soon with Brush Pile Fishing, the video podcast.